producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I assume some people are still feeling the effects of 4th of July. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Oh, what a weekend it was. A lot of people stringing extra days together. Big fireworks. New York probably has the biggest. Somebody told me a place called Kaboom Town in Texas, a place called Addison, Texas, actually is ranked as the second best fireworks. I don't know where I was, what they're ranked, but they were pretty good. I have to say, I don't know if any of you have done this, but what a blunder I made firework-wise. We decided to take the dog, and the dog is kind of skittish, you know, when you hear thunder and whatnot. But I figured, well, it's fireworks, right? No. Same sound, except for we get to see the pretty eye candy. The dog could care less. Boy, I've never seen a dog dart that fast off the ground the second those fireworks were started. So let's just say I saw the awesome explosion in the sky, but I saw it from a car. And I was lucky I was able to do that. Always on the 4th of July, unfortunately, there's some freak accidents related to fireworks or people who imbibe too much and don't get rides, that kind of thing. There's always big, giant warnings about that, of course, whenever there's an extra day or a holiday or whatever. Four people died and a dozen others were injured in a boat crash off of Miami. Apparently, that was pretty bad. It was an area in Biscayne Bay. Around 10:45 in the evening, they say, on Friday, there was a huge fireworks display there. There were a lot of boats out there, and they were coming back to the shore. So one boat smashed into another one pretty hard, and then they hit a third boat. So you had five people that were thrown into the water after the crash, and they ended up scooping people out of the water and getting as many to the hospital, obviously, as they could. You had a couple of kids that were hurt with minor injuries. Two died at a hospital. Two more were found in the water on Saturday. What an awful, awful thing. And then another one is in critical condition. And it was that drive back to the shore where they smashed into each other. And they're looking into what happened here, investigating. Was it alcohol? Was it just not that? Was it rushing to get back to the boat ramp, which is what they really believe it was? They were just trying to get there as fast as they could because you have so many boats now, it's such a big deal, that actually gather in Biscayne Bay, that probably is the more likely scenario. So too bad for that. Hope you had a great 4th of July weekend, whatever it is that you did get a chance to do. Maybe it involved fireworks, maybe it involved family, or maybe it involved just getting a little bit of rest and relaxation because you tacked on an extra day or two, and good for you. In the meantime, the flow of illegals has not stopped at the southern border, and that was still a big part of the Sunday conversation. You know, when you flick on the tube, I call it the Sunday swirl. You have the Sunday pundits all over the place talking about whatever the hot buzz in the backyard is, politically speaking, and it has to be immigration, 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 and where are we going with this, and what's going to happen, and the vow to change something and to make the situation flow better and faster and all that kind of stuff. But unfortunately, what's happened is so many of these bases now are like refugee camps, and how do you get around that? The answer is you have to do something with the kids that are either going to be deported or the kids that are going to be hooked up with family. So even this sheriff in San Diego, California, his name's William Gore, and a bunch of other sheriffs around the country are saying, you know, we're not going to detain non-citizens convicted of crimes for extra time to allow the feds to start the deporting after a court ruling. They're refusing to hold immigrant inmates for the feds. They're saying, we're not going to do that. We're not going to get involved in that. It's your circus. We're not doing it. So that's also causing a big stir and a very, very big problem. And part of the situation, which is so hard to deal with for the Border Patrol agents, is not surprisingly, a lot of the kids, especially the ones that are pushed by their families, get out, go to America, it'll be better. It's horrible in Honduras. It's terrible in Guatemala. So we don't want you in a gang. We don't want any problems. They're 8, they're 9 years old. And then they come into the United States after their parents pay to have them transported. And they assume that they're going to get to stay. It's really from the families, especially from Central America, the unaccompanied kids that can't stay in the United States. In fact, according to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the info that they just released, it just was published actually in the Los Angeles Times, the number of deportations at the border of immigrants under the age of 18 really had fallen since 2008, which would what be the last year of Bush's presidency. And now it's soared up because of what's happened with this new law in Central America. The numbers are huge. They've exploded instead of they were steadily decreasing. Now it's in the opposite direction. So this is a failed policy from the get-go. And part of this is problems all along that we've had at the border. And these newspaper ads in Central America. I talked to someone today. They said, what is this that you think these ads have stopped? They haven't stopped. They're telling families that the kids can obtain permission to stay in the country if they arrive without parents and claim asylum for purposes of escaping violence. So they have a script. They're actually in their pockets. They've been found with these scripts, and they have phone numbers for contacting relatives in the United States. So now we've got kids that are raped, kids that are killed, kids that are kidnapped by the people that are paid to take them through the border. So the Border Patrol agents, of course it's the same circus, of course it's the same nightmare every single day. So the president is asking for more flexibility for Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson to send the kids back to try to discourage parents from sending more, but they're not getting discouraged. They're still sending them, thinking if we just send them, we can get them out of here and somebody's going to take pity on them and they're going to be able to stay. Word of mouth, even though it's supposed to be getting bounced and getting back and bouncing back, it's not really happening, whether it's true or not. The perception is that they're successfully getting across our southern border. And they're having a shot at a better life. So that's what's driven up the numbers. I mean, how awful is this? I can't even imagine being a customs agent, being an ICE agent, or being a Border Patrol agent and having to deal with this. I mean, the sad stories. That's the other side of it, the things that you're hearing day after day after day, and then trying to sort out the puzzle and figure out, well, is there really family in the country? Can they really stay? Are they part of this? Are they part of this process? Are they part of the process to get them back out of the country? Oh, there's so much more in immigration, and trust me, we're going to talk about it this hour. Here on America Tonight, we're booted to the other side. I'll meet you there. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
As we kick the week off, here we are at the six-month mark, the first half of the year done. Boom, it's in the rearview mirror. What do we have to look forward to? I think the rest of the way, unfortunately, we're going to be untangling this immigration policy. And it's too bad because there's no doubt. If we could solve the riddle, and I think there are better ways to do it, wouldn't it be great? Because for decades, it keeps getting tossed around like the hot potato, so it's gotten worse. Laws were ignored eons ago, and we're paying the price for that. But you can't go back into the past. I hate looking in the rearview mirror. It makes absolutely no sense. So we have to look forward, and we have to look at what the solutions are. And the solutions obviously didn't include putting ads in papers all over Central America to confuse the people enough that they thought, well, whatever I can do, however we can fake it until we make it, that's what we're going to do because I got to get my kid out of the situation. They can't be here. There's gangs. It's terrible. The poverty's overwhelming. Maybe they go to the land of opportunity and they have a real chance if they could just do that. I mean, is this what people were really thinking was going to happen, this flow of illegals crossing the border, that there was going to be a way to maintain this? I mean, this rise, something has to be done to stop it, especially from the countries I mentioned, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, doubling. More than 52,000, and I think that number's way higher now, caught since October. We have to confront this. I mean, these stories are personal. These stories are sad. These stories pull at your heart. The rape trees dead kids face down and finding them in these areas where it's more Spartan. It's terrible. But how could we possibly absorb the amount of people that we're talking about who are fleeing violence and terrible situations in those countries? The answer is, you know, we can't. Because we could look at other places that we're seeing the same thing. And we can't absorb all of those people either. So the surface conversation with the politicians isn't working anymore. To run and to say we need to do something along our borders, we need to secure the borders. I mean, that's like the biggest cliche going. We need to secure our borders. Okay, well, what have you figured out? What committees are doing what to figure out what? We're enforcing the laws, right? Okay, so are we enforcing them or are we not enforcing them? And the answer is work-driven-wise, we're not enforcing some of those laws. But that's what put us in this situation in the first place. So you have overwhelmed agents from ICE. You have overwhelmed Border Patrol agents who can only process and do so much. And really, from what I understand, the Border Patrol agents now are more like babysitters, and they're missing some of the other stuff along the border because naturally you only have so many agents. You only have so many hours in the day, even with overtime, approved overtime and everything else. There's only so much they can do. And naturally, temperatures are flaring, especially in California. Remember, there was that Murrieta, California incident last week, and I was there in California, and this is all they talked about in San Diego. There were protesters. They turned away the buses of the illegal immigrants. So what happened was, this time around, as the crowds are swelling and there's more people who want to protest, especially on a 4th of July weekend, you also had feds who say, you know what, we'll do what we have to do. If we have to show up in riot gear, we're going to do that. Because they want to be able to use the Murrieta facility they have there. And they're saying that we're going to use it. If we have to bring the federal agents in on Monday, we're going to get the bus through. We're going to have riot gear, we're going to have shields, and we're going to push back whatever crowd is out there. Now, the people there are saying the streets are going to be blocked with concrete barriers, and the local police have already set up a 35-foot tall watchtower. The mayor, over the weekend, said he thinks most of the protesters are from outside of his town, actually. The town is small. It's like 100,000 and change. That's the amount of people in that town. They think because this is such a national spotlight and people are sick of it, that they're coming there to protest. That they, yes, there are people that are there locally and they're not happy about it and they're part of the group, but that there's other people that are part of this group, too. So it's like, are we kind of missing something here? Can you imagine you have protesters and you're going to have feds with riot gear on pushing them back with shields? And then we're thinking, okay, we're pushing them back to let people that are here illegally on these buses get through to a facility that they don't want them to get to. It's a very strange situation in America that's happening. It's very strange, especially in this town, because it'll happen. So they're assembling, and they are peaceful. I mean, they might be yelling or having signs, whatever you do in a protest. We've certainly seen plenty of video of that. And now, because they're worried about what this is going to do to their towns, they're worried about the elements that are coming in, so they're saying, oh, we don't want it. They're saying, too bad, because we want to be able to use that facility. We need it, so we're going to take it. We're going to take it. I just pray nobody gets hurt. Nothing gets completely out of control and somebody gets hurt there. This is exactly the kind of skirmish you don't want to see the people be involved in. And if the feds are saying, too bad, we got to get it through, so whatever has to happen, you know how that can end. And there's just something so wrong about that. feds in full-on riot gear, ready to go after the protesters, the people, lots of them in their 60s and 70s, seriously, ready to go after the people who are blocking the way to not let the buses through to Murrieta. Guarantee that's going to be the buzz in the backyard this week. And it happens on, it's supposed to happen on Monday. In the meantime, you have the Texas governor, Rick Perry, who's saying, we need drones on the border. What do you think, America? What do you think the answer is? Will drones help? Drones and boots. And yeah, we need more boots, but how are you going to get those boots there unless it is the National Guard? So now we got this border security full-on problem. Last week at a congressional field hearing in South Texas, Perry testified that he wants to see the guard units at the border because more Border Patrol agents are getting trained, but not fast enough. And there's been a massive swing in the immigration, which we've already discussed, from Central America. So what do? And sad, you got mothers, you got kids, and then you have all the nefarious types that are eking in through the cracks. So this policy, this kind of weird unspoken policy saying they're not going to be sent back, is creating this chaos. And Perry, who was part of the Sunday Swirl, said, listen, I've been pushing the president and the administration to do something since 2010. Since 2010, I handed a letter to the press about what was happening with the unaccompanied children then. And nothing was done. Now it's out of control. Now it's out of control. There are 15 Border Patrol agents. You ready for this? Here's a stat for you. Because you're probably saying to yourself, well, how many Border Patrol agents are there? 15 Border Patrol agents per mile from El Paso to California. And in Texas, the number is 7 per mile. 7 per mile. So how are you stopping this flow? Especially in the areas where there's no way, it's the ultimate cat and mouse game. The ultimate cat and mouse game, and you cannot stop everybody. And seeing these illegal kids dying in the desert in these Spartan areas I'm talking about is a humanitarian crisis. If you want to chime in, you can, 855-266-5283.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Tonight, you know, I always say that this show is about the buzz in the backyard, and I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, or you're tired of all of it and you're looking for a different party completely. There is no doubt the buzz in all of our nooks and crannies is about this immigration situation, especially along the border, those border towns and border states. But a lot of the people that are coming in are being bused to further destinations. And this big showdown on Monday will be one for the books, I think, to see how far the feds will push it and what will the crowd do, especially with the local police trying to help out and trying to keep the buses back that are expected to show up late in the day. What will Murrieta, California do? What would you do? How far would you go to stop a flood of illegal people being bused into your small town, let's say, because you had a place where you could put them? And this is what the problem is. We're being overrun in a lot of these facilities. And like with the Border Patrol agents, where they train, they've used a lot of those bunks and barracks to try to do whatever they can. And it's sad. It's sad for the kids, a lot of the kids who speak little or no English, that they're trying to figure out the pieces to the puzzle. And they have scripts that I mentioned. They're trying to stick to the script, and it's confusing, and it's more than a nightmare. I can't even do it justice if I try to wrap my arms around it. And I've been there. I've seen it. seen it a couple of different times up close and personal, and it was out of control then. Now it's like a wild fire that has never been put out. That's just been doused occasionally, but the embers are always there, and they're ready to explode. Well, they're exploding, my friends. Speaking of exploding, heading into the weekend, so much of the conversation was about Arthur and what was going to happen and, you know, batting the hatches because North Carolina got slammed. So trees were down, they say, just about everywhere you were looking. In one area in Georgia, Wilmington Park, if you know that area, I mean, really badly. It's like it's sort of like you cut a swath for all the trees, just went for all the trees. And Wilmington Island, you know, had a crazy pop-up thunderstorm carried along with that, with those strong winds, and it uprooted trees and snapped those branches. That's a crazy thing when you hear the snapping of the branches. I've heard that once when we had high winds, and it just sounded like icicles were cracking or something, and it was branches. So this is what happened there. The hurricane goes up the coast, hits North Carolina and South Carolina, and then the next thing you know, they have these heavy winds all over parts of the eastern seaboard and a lot of power outages and, you know, Georgia Power, just like so many of the other places, scrambling to try to do whatever they could. But with all the downed trees, that was pulling down a lot of lines and whatnot. And at one point, they said, as of 5 a.m. on Friday, they were talking about 1,000 people without power. And that was kind of familiar in different pockets. Some pockets didn't get it quite as bad as others. So it was kind of the eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing that we see. High winds, yes, and some water, but it just depended on what town you were as to how hard you got hit. I saw another photo somewhere, or maybe it was some video, of a car wash that was just ripped up from the Arthur storm. It was that strong that it pretty much collapsed it. And this was a car wash that, I don't know, on the outside, this was in North Carolina. It looked pretty sturdy, but it didn't look sturdy afterwards. I mean, it was just blown away, pretty much blew it away, and everything was exposed. And this was an area, again, where it was hit harder than some further down the road. Cherryville, North Carolina, a place where not just the car wash, but other things were missing sides, were missing, you know, trees fell on some houses, that kind of stuff. It's the high winds that are the worst, along with the water, too, but the winds just pulling things apart. And the damage, you know, could be seen up and down all over this town, but the worst, I think, was pulling apart the local car wash, for sure. So we survived that. Now we move into another week. Mother Nature is always very giving. That means you can bet that something else will pop up. Supposedly, we're going to see some storms in the Midwest this time around. But the kind of storms that we're going to see is, you know, maybe some heavy, heavy rain is what they're saying, at least for right now. Later in the week, so that might be what happens. But the Arthur storm was pretty bad in some spots. I know even in New Jersey, they were talking about the amount of rain that they got. They were talking about fireworks, of course, that had to be re-racked because they couldn't take a chance. There was too much rain, and they couldn't. They had to bump fireworks shows to later in the weekend, Saturday. Even some did some on Sunday, depending on where it was. And you might have been one of the millions of people that actually got a chance to go and watch fireworks somewhere, and it might not have been on the actual 4th of July because of that storm. It might have been a day before or perhaps even a day later. Hey, coming up on the show at the tail end of the hour, you know how I'm fascinated by sharks and what they say out of Florida, whether the shark attacks are up or the shark attacks are down. Unfortunately, there was a shark attack over the holiday weekend, and we'll tell you all about that, too, as well as we kind of mix it in here. I was mentioning that Rick Perry was talking about the drones at the border. Jack from Down Under says there are 12 drones patrolling the U.S.-Canadian border, but only three on the U.S.-Mexican border. Seems pretty lopsided, so why is that? Why is that? Where all the action is, where all the concern is, no drones. Of course, along the Canadian border, there are also some areas and less Border Patrol agents that are assigned, and more areas where we've seen that some of the drug lords or cartel members have been able to tunnel through and have found different areas along that northern border where they were able to do that. And I think part of that concern is that, and that's why the drones up along the Canadian border. But why not, if you're using drones there, why not beef up the drones along the southern border? That only makes sense. Because it can't be a drone thing at that point because it's already being used between Canada and the United States. So why not beef that up along the border between Mexico and the United States? I mean, there's no question that they're going to have to start to look at other alternatives, figure out ways to do this. And you know that for the president, he's being advised about this constantly because this has got to be his number one nightmare right now. With everything else that's collapsing and other things to deal with, because this is happening, especially on our own soil, and people are so upset on all sides of this, he's got to be getting bombarded about it. So how do you stop that flow, though? And just telling people, which is what the president did last week, hey, listen, you can't just come to America. It's basically saying, ignore what you read in those ads. We can't have that. It's for people who fit the certain description with relatives in the United States. And then he went through all the different things that make you eligible to be able to come over and have a spot in the United States. But it was so confusing, I think, to the people in Central America. They're like, well, no, this is, if you go over, say these things, and you should be able to get asylum. You should be able to seek asylum from the violence. And don't come back here because we're using every cent we can and spending it on your transportation so we don't have to worry about you being sucked into the drug culture or being shot or having something else happen to you in your native homeland of Honduras or Guatemala or wherever that might be. And definitely the ads have not changed. Even Joe Biden going down to try to explain it. It doesn't matter. The horse is out of the barn, as they say, and you cannot get those horses back in the barn. So these questions, and the Homeland Security Secretary is just trying to dodge every question he can because he's out of what to say. I think he really is. He's out of what to say of what's going to happen. I mean, he's being asked constantly about whether the tens of thousands of children who have come into the U.S. are going to be deported or allowed to stay. He doesn't want to get in the middle of that, even though this is his job. And he was on one of the Sunday shows. I think he was on Meet the Press. I saw him. What are they going to do about these kids who are here illegally? It's so ambiguous. And he doesn't have an answer except for to say anybody who crosses the border faces a pending, what they're calling a pending deportation proceeding. And we're looking at ways to create additional options. What does that sound like? That sounds like they're selling you a house. And we can give you an additional option if you're interested in it. That's just gobbledygook. That's what that is. They don't have an answer for this. And when really pressed, it's just saying, our border isn't open for illegal immigration. Well, they need to tell somebody else. All right, stay with us. Odds and ends on the flip side.
We all all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Holiday weekend. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on America Tonight. We're making that final turn, if you will, for this hour of the show. And that was a big story, the fact that in Manhattan Beach, boy, I've body surfed there one time when it was actually a nice day. Because I think the Pacific is pretty cold. Well, there's lots of people that swim there. And surfers are there, a lot of surfers there, right by the big pier they have. But I always wonder about this. There's people surfing off of that pier. It's a huge pier to surf off, especially the tail end of the pier. So what happens? Yep, there is somebody that is there. They're fishing. A lot of them are fishing. And the shark, they think that's what happened. It was like 7 feet is how it's described. And it gets hooked. And they think that its instinct kicked in. So along the pier, very close to the pier, what you have happening is you have a group of people who are swimming. A whole group of guys that are swimming. And one of them, Stephen Robles, just happened to be in that spot where the great white was coming off of what they think was the fisherman's hook, and he took a, it was kind of like one of those panic bites, they say, and he took a little crunch into his chest, and Robles says he was in a complete state of panic. Because now, imagine this. Can you imagine this? Close your eyes for a second and think about this. You're swimming. You're in California. You're swimming. You're with a group of people. You are not thinking. You're just swimming. You're just swimming, and you're trying to get in shape, and you're doing this thing, and you're getting ready for maybe you're going to do a triathlon, maybe you're going to do something else, and you feel safe in numbers, right? And all of a sudden, you've got a great white shark staring into your face. And that's how he described it. He said he looked at the shark. It was like eye to eye. He said he was staring at him as he was crunching into his chest. He grabbed the nose and pried it away, which is what you're supposed to do, punch it. He didn't say he punched it, but he grabbed the nose. And that's what you're supposed to do, smash the nose. And needless to say, since I've never been attacked by a great white, but we have had some good scientists on the show that have talked about it. Especially if you really punch it hard, it will let go. And there's a great chance you can get away. The shark was a juvenile great white. That's why I said 7 feet long or so. And it swam away and it didn't come back, thank goodness, right? It got agitated is what they believe because it was fighting on the hook of a fisherman, you know, fighting for its life. The fisherman used chum to attract the sharks to the pier. It cut it loose after hooking it, and that's that they think that's what happened there. So it was what they call that response bite, and the swimmer just happened to be in the wrong group of people at the wrong time. Oh, it's lucky it wasn't a full-on, because those teeth are so razor-sharp. It's lucky it wasn't a full-size bite, because who knows what would have happened then. He basically swam 2 miles from the pier, from pier to pier. And, they pull him in as fast as they can. They pulled him into the shore. And there was somebody that was recording this. You could hear, off, because it wasn't too far from the distance, you could hear the screams. And swimmers were frantically trying to get to the shore with what was happening, with trying to hurry him to the shore, trying to get him to the shore. And they were saying that the shark was still close by. So they closed the pier. It's closed until Tuesday, they say. They decided we're closing the pier. They closed it. And here's the thing about Southern California. Think of the water. I was talking about how cold it is. If you watch Shark Week for an hour, at some point you'll hear the story about where the sharks go, and they migrate down that Southern California area. And there are a bunch of them that supposedly gather around there. They say usually it's not a big danger to anyone that's a beach goer, but the amount has increased, so I guess the possibility of something happening has increased. And around the Southern California area, around that Manhattan Beach area, there's plenty of young sharks, the juveniles. And they say usually they only eat fish. It's when they become an adult, then they go to even cooler waters near San Francisco. And that's when they're looking for sea lions and seals and whatnot. So we know that shark attacks, if you think about the amount of people in the water in the various places, are still pretty rare, but it seems like they've been increasing, or maybe it's just me and I'm focused on it. Every decade, there's more shark attacks than the last. And remember, they have the shark attack file, which is in Gainesville, Florida. And we've actually talked to them before, the International Shark Attack File it is. And they say that there were 72 in 2013, there were 72 unprovoked shark attacks on humans, the lowest number of global attacks since 2009, when there were 67. So actually not as high as we've seen before. And just because there's an increasing number of attacks doesn't mean the rate of attacks are increasing. It shows that more people are spending time in the surf and there's more interaction between humans and sharks. I don't know. This doesn't sound good to me. However it's explained away, it doesn't sound good. And I mentioned this body surfing before at Manhattan Beach, but I stayed away from the pier because I know that that's where stingrays will gather. People are fishing. You don't want to be near fishing lines. I mean, you really want to be far away from fishing lines, especially if they're chumming the waters, because that blood in the water is going to attract the sharks. So even if they're innocently swimming by in a group of people, they probably were, and I saw the video, they weren't far enough away from that pier because of what was in between. So that's exactly what happened. He just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. I'll tell you, that would be scary no matter what. I don't know if I could get back into the water after that. Now, they say get back on the horse when you fall off. I don't know if you might have a few little nightmares about that, about getting in and being bumped. And like I said, you think of the numbers game, and you think that you're probably safe if there's more of you in the water together. I mean, it's just natural to think that. And so, yes, there was more people to help him, but it didn't. I mean, there still was a shark attack, and a shark will attack no matter what. If it hits somebody in the middle of the pack or the end or, you know, whatever, if it's at the wrong time, let's just put it, you know, that way. All right, one last thing, a big shout out to anybody who watched, I thought it was one of the best sporting events of the weekend. I know you're going to laugh at me, but Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic, wow, what an unbelievable Wimbledon that was. Federer looked like he was going to beat his Serbian opponent. He was looking for his eighth Wimbledon title. He's 32 years old. He took the opening set, came back in it, went up to a fifth set, but lost in the end. Novak Djokovic, who played incredibly well, obviously, to beat Roger Federer, wins it 6-7, 6-4, 7-6, 5-7, 6-4. But it's really exciting tennis. It was really fun to watch it. Okay, I know you're laughing now. It was fun to watch it. The World Cup with the U.S. out of it. I'm watching the World Cup, but there was none of that, so I decided I was going to watch this classic match on grass between the two. 143 winners, which means you can't even get to the ball, and it was really incredible to see it. It was kind of a who's who, too, at Wimby, which I don't care about, but it was neat to see it, to watch it. Too bad. I was really pulling for Roger Federer, but Novak Djokovic won it. Where are the Americans? There's some great young American tennis players coming up. Let's hope that we'll be talking about them soon, someday. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America Tonight.
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.